The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Every year, millions of Mormon crickets swarm in a frenzied search for food. Turns out the dinner plate is often heaped with their own slower brethren. Mormon crickets aren't actually Mormons or crickets, but shield-backed katydids, a type of insect more closely related to grasshoppers. However, when Mormon settlers moved to Utah in the mid-1800s, these crop pests became known as Mormon crickets, and the name simply stuck. Although scientists don't fully understand the mechanism that organizes and coordinates when and where the swarm moves, they have figured out why. Each migration is typically associated with an actual or anticipated food shortage and a population increase. During one such migration, researchers plucked a few study participants from the swarm to see just what they were hungry for. The insects were deficient in both protein and salt and snacked on food items rich in these nutrients. The menu included seed pods, flowers, dead animals, mammal feces, and soil soaked in cattle urine. Sometimes after shedding their own outgrown exoskeleton, they eat that too. But some hungry crickets can't wait for the exoskeleton to fall off and simply devour the guy molting next to them.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.